The COVID-19 pandemic has forced the nation to figure out something it's tried to do for years, increase access to telehealth. But as emergency orders end, will that access remain? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
In a nutshell, telehealth is healthcare over video or phone. It's been tough to get it out to the masses, but then the pandemic hit.
We've done 10 years of telehealth adoption in 3 months.
That's Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Director Dave Jepson. He says during the pandemic, there's been a nearly 4,000% increase in Idaho's Medicaid telehealth claims.
March, April, and May of 2019, across all of Medicaid, we had about 3,000 telehealth visits that took place. And for that same time period here of 2020, we had 117,500 telehealth claims.
To allow that expansion, federal and state governments temporarily rolled back dozens of regulations. But now that so many people use telehealth, lawmakers don't want to go back to how it was before. In Idaho, Governor Brad Little recently signed an executive order that makes his state's telehealth changes permanent.
This step should help preserve these healthcare advances long after COVID-19.
That means Idahoans will be able to keep using phones and non-HIPAA-compliant platforms like Zoom to talk with healthcare professionals. Congressmen on both sides of the aisle want to maintain telehealth access, too. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander championed this transition during a recent Senate committee hearing on the issue.
My recommendation is that of the 31 federal policy changes that we've had, which have helped cause this explosion of telehealth, that at least two be made permanent.
Those changes include both Medicare and Medicaid covering more telehealth services and covering people in more areas. Before, only people in specific rural locations could get telehealth covered, and even then, only certain types of treatment. Now, telehealth helps patients covered by those federal programs across the nation with everything from physical therapy to counseling. But private insurance companies have to be on board, too.
Telehealth has always been a unique challenge for the provision of healthcare.
That's John Worley with Blue Cross of Idaho. Historically, private insurance companies haven't reimbursed for a range of telehealth services that studies have shown can be safely provided over video or phone.
It provides great options and great opportunities for people, but it also raises a number of questions about quality of care, about access, about connectivity.
Still, the company committed to covering more telehealth appointments to keep patients safe during the pandemic. Companies across the country, including in our region, did the same. But end dates for their emergency measures are coming up. Blue Cross of Idaho, though, has decided to maintain its telehealth coverage until the end of the year and likely beyond.
I think as far as breadth of coverage, we will continue to provide these services into the future and provide access.
He says that's because they think it'll minimize costs, and they recognize that it's allowed more patient access to providers. Still, Worley says that doesn't mean Blue Cross will keep paying providers the same for video visits as for office visits.
We want to evaluate, look at the market, try and determine if people feel like they're getting the quality of care that they need, try and determine how many people are using it, and trying to determine what is an appropriate level of payment.
How much insurance companies reimburse for telehealth services, though, could determine whether providers can afford to offer them.
The private sector needs to step up as well.
Joseph Kavidar is president of the American Telemedicine Association and a professor at Harvard Medical School. He highlighted the need for maintaining the same level of reimbursements at the recent Senate committee hearing.
It would be very difficult to conduct this care model in a world where we got some payment for some things and didn't get paid for others.
All agree that physical offices and support staff will still need to be paid for, whether it's an in-person visit or a telehealth one. But even if all private insurers are on board and governments relax regulations, there are still many hurdles, broadband access being a big one, especially in rural counties across our region where the service is most needed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.